The most important benefits in practice are company cars and fuel, living accommodation, loans to employees and use of assets, each of which we have looked at in previous modules. In this session, we will look at a few miscellaneous benefits. Where an employer allows an employee exclusive use of a company-owned van, there will be a taxable benefit in kind. A van, in this context, is a mechanically propelled road vehicle which is a goods vehicle weighing less than 3.5 tons. As a van is not a car, we do not use the company car rules to calculate the benefit. A van with unrestricted private use will have a flat rate benefit of £3,000. If a van cannot emit CO2, there is no benefit charge for the tax years 2010-11 to 2014-15. This charge is apportioned if the van is not available for the whole of the year. Where the van is shared, i.e. concurrently available to more than one employee, the cash equivalent is split between the employees based on the days it was available. As well as the benefit for the company van, there will be an annual charge of £550 where free or subsidised fuel is provided by the employer for private use by the employee. There is no reduction in the benefit where an employee makes a contribution towards private fuel for the van. If an employer provides an employee with a mobile phone, this is a tax-free benefit in kind, even if the employer is paying for the employee's personal telephone calls. It is quite common in practice for employees, particularly those who are not office-based, to be provided with a company mobile phone. The revenue recognises that there will inevitably be some personal calls made by the employee, but they have chosen not to regard this as a taxable benefit. The exemption only covers the provision for an employee of a mobile phone. Therefore, if an employee has his own mobile phone and the employer reimburses any private calls or standing charges, there will be a taxable benefit equal to the cost to the employer of reimbursing such expenses. The number of mobile phones that can be loaned without giving rise to a benefit is restricted to one per employee. There is no exemption for phones made available to members of the employee's family or household. If an employer provides vouchers to an employee, for example a store voucher such as a Marks and Spencer voucher, there will be a taxable benefit, and the cash equivalent will be the cost to the employer of providing the voucher to the employee. This is common at Christmas, where employers often give bonuses to employees in this form. Where an employer provides meal vouchers to an employee, this is also a taxable benefit, except that the first 15 pence per day of vouchers provided is exempt from tax. So, if the employer gives a £1 meal voucher to an employee, only 85 pence of this is taxable. Similarly, if an employee is provided with some form of credit token, for example a credit card, debit card, or other token or document giving the employee the right to obtain goods or services, the costs of providing such a token will be a taxable benefit for the employee. Moving on to mileage allowances. Mileage allowances will be paid when an employee uses his own car for work purposes. When an employer pays a mileage allowance to the employee, he is reimbursing that employee at a fixed amount per mile for using his own car. What the revenue want to do is to make sure that the employee is not making a profit from the mileage allowance paid to him. If there is a profit, i.e. the cost to the employee of using his car is less than the cash allowance paid, the revenue will tax that profit as employment income. To work out the profit, the revenue has certain tax-free limits, which we need to apply. If allowances are paid above these limits, the employee will be making a profit. If the allowances are paid below these limits, the employee will be making a loss. The tax-free limits depend on the employee's business mileage in the year. Remember that business mileage does not include travelling from home to work. If an employer reimburses an employee's travel costs from home to work, this will be a fully taxable benefit. These mileage limits are given in the tax tables provided with your course, and are also reproduced below. You will note from the table that the tax-free limits change once the business mileage threshold of 10,000 miles has been exceeded. Remember that the point of this scheme is to determine whether the employee is making a profit or loss from using his own car for work. To determine the profit, we simply take the allowance reimbursed and deduct the tax-free limit. Profits are taxable, while losses are deductible. Here we have an employee who uses his own car for work purposes. In the tax year, the employee did 15,000 business miles. His employer reimburses him at a fixed rate of 60 pence for every business mile travelled. What we need to do here is to work out the employee's profit or loss. The total amount reimbursed by the employer is 15,000 business miles multiplied by 60 pence per mile equals £9,000. From this, we deduct the tax-free limit. For the first 10,000 business miles, the tax-free limit is 40 pence per mile, giving a total of £4,000. For the remaining 5,000 business miles, the tax-free limit goes down to 25 pence per mile, giving us a tax-free amount of £1,250. From this, you will see that the employee has income of £9,000, of which £5,250 is tax-free, leaving a taxable amount of £3,750. This is the revenue's way of recognising that the employee has been over-reimbursed for his business mileage. Let's have a look at what the position would be if the employee were reimbursed at a lower rate, say at 20 pence per mile. The total reimbursed for 15,000 business miles will be £3,000. The tax-free limits are the same as before, i.e. totalling £5,250. Here you will see that the employee has income of £3,000, of which £5,250 is tax-free. Because the employee has been reimbursed at less than the tax-free rates, the revenue will recognise this loss and will allow the taxpayer to deduct this loss of £2,250 from his other emoluments for the year. In practice, many employers make sure that they reimburse their employees at a rate exactly equal to the tax-free limits. So year on year, employees using their own cars for business purposes will neither have a profit nor a loss. In an attempt to encourage drivers to share business journeys wherever possible, the revenue has introduced the passenger payments scheme. Under this scheme, payments can be made free of tax and NIC to an employee carrying one or more passengers. The payments can only be made tax-free if certain conditions are satisfied. First, the driver and passenger must be fellow employees making the same business journey. Second, the passenger payments do not exceed the approved amount of 5p per business mile. Note that only payments in respect of business mileage are tax-free. The passenger payment scheme does not extend to private mileage, such as home-to-office travel. Finally, the employee must physically receive the passenger payment from the employer, i.e., an employee who is not actually paid extra for carrying passengers cannot claim an additional 5p per mile allowance. The passenger allowance applies per passenger. For example, a tax-free amount of up to 10p per business mile can be paid to an employee carrying two business passengers. The scheme applies to both company vehicles and for employees using their own cars for business purposes. We have now covered the most common taxable benefits in kind, but there is a long list of benefits which are completely tax-free. Here we will pick up a dozen or so of the more familiar tax-free benefits. But please bear in mind that this is not an exhaustive list, and you may well come across others which we don't have time to cover here. Perhaps one of the most valuable benefits that employees receive from their employers is an employer's contribution to the employee's pension scheme. This will be tax-free as long as the pension scheme has revenue approval. So if an employer pays into either the employee's occupational pension scheme or into the employee's personal pension scheme, no taxable benefit will arise. The level of employer's contributions is irrelevant. We have already seen that the provision of a mobile phone and associated calls is a tax-free benefit, as is the reimbursement of removal expenses up to a maximum amount of £8,000. So, for example, if an employee is transferred to another office and the employer pays the relocation expenses, no taxable benefit will arise as long as the cost of the move is less than £8,000. There are detailed rules regarding the type of expenses which will qualify for the £8,000 exemption, and these are contained at sections 277 to 283 of the Earnings and Pensions Act. The provision by the employer of a creche or nursery for employees' children is a tax-exempt benefit. There is a partial exemption of up to £55 a week for childcare vouchers. This £55 per week exemption also applies to other childcare where the employer contracts directly with the childcare provider, such as a commercial nursery. The provision of a car parking space at or near the employee's place of work is a tax-free benefit. This covers not just a space in the employer's car park, but would also extend to the costs of a season ticket at a public car park close to work. Similarly, the provision of motorcycle or bicycle spaces at or near work is a tax-free benefit. Subsidised staff canteens are tax-free benefits as long as the canteen facilities are available to all employees. So if a company has a canteen or restaurant that is reserved for use by senior executives only, those executives will have a taxable benefit on the costs of the free or subsidised meals provided. From 2011-12, this exemption will not be available if the provision is part of a salary sacrifice or other flexible benefit arrangement. Incidental expenses paid by an employer to employees working away from home are tax-free up to a daily limit. These limits are £5 per night while working in the UK and £10 per night whilst working abroad. As you will see, these aren't particularly generous. Costs incurred by the employer in providing full-time day release or block release training are tax-free benefits. You will be relieved to know that if your employer has paid for this tax course you are studying at the moment, you shouldn't find a taxable benefit appearing on your P11D. The provision by the employer of a Christmas party or other similar function for the employees will not give rise to a taxable benefit for the employees, as long as the costs of the party did not exceed £150 per head. This will mean that for most office parties there will be no corresponding tax charge on the employees. However, if the employer throws a particularly lavish party which costs, say, £200 per head, the taxable benefit for each employee will be the full £200 and not just the excess over £150. It is an all-or-nothing benefit. Awards by an employer to an employee from a staff suggestion scheme are generally tax-free, provided that the award does not exceed £5,000. Long service awards are also exempt. A long service award of up to £50 per year of service can be made as long as the employee had at least 20 years of service with the same employer. This exempts gifts such as gold watches, etc., to a long-serving employee on retirement. Employers can make tax-exempt payments to an employee in respect of reasonable additional costs incurred for working at home. This must be under a home working arrangement where the employee regularly works at home. Employers do not need to keep records in respect of payments at or below £3 per week or £156 per year. If payments exceed the limit, the employer should keep records to provide evidence that the higher payment was wholly in respect of additional household expenses incurred by the employee in working from home. As I have said, this is not a definitive list, but it probably covers the more common tax-free benefits that crop up in practice. As usual, let's finish off with a couple of practice questions. What we want you to do is click on whichever of the benefits appearing on your page you think are tax-free. Once you have finished, check your answer by clicking the button on the bottom of the screen. The use of a company van is a taxable benefit under the van rules. Remember, the benefit will be £3,000 with an additional charge of £500 if fuel is provided. The travel card loan of £500 will not be a taxable benefit, as it will be covered by the £5,000 allowance for employer loans. The provision of childcare vouchers is an exempt benefit. Up to £55 per week of such vouchers is allowable. The car park voucher is exempt, being the provision of a parking space at or near work. Employer contributions to approved pension funds are always tax-free. The employee's use of an employer's asset usually gives rise to a benefit of 20% of the value of the asset. Here the benefit will be 20% of £1,000, i.e. £200. The £500 exemption will not apply here, as the computer was first made available after April 2006. So, out of your 6 choices, 4 of them are tax-free. Rodney is reimbursed at 40 pence for each business mile he travels. Out of the 25,000 miles, half were on business, which gives a total amount reimbursed of 12,500 miles times 40 pence equals £5,000. From these, we need to deduct the tax-free limits. These limits are 40 pence for the first 10,000 miles and 25 pence for the remaining 2,500 miles. The total tax-free amount is therefore £4,625, leaving Rodney with a taxable benefit for the year of £375. This concludes this module on miscellaneous and tax-free benefits.